You're listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
Karl Marx says, "Pennies, this is a technique that's been used to conquer the world. One third of the world had become communist at one time, before Reagan. He says, accuse others of what you do to them. How you like that? So you're caught stealing, and then you turn the finger, or, you know, you're caught murdering somebody, and then you point the finger at the person that catches you. He did it! And you know what? Everybody's more likely to believe the accuser. I think in Spanish, please help me, because I'm not, I may be a Spaniard, you know, a little bit Jewish and Spanish descent, but I'm not confused. In Spanish, I believe it's the word devil is diablo, which means the accuser. Is that right, ladies and gentlemen, from that side of the world? I believe that's correct. And if it is, it's very, very telling. Accuse others of what you do to them. How many of you have experienced this sort of thing in your home? How many people have been accused of something you didn't even do, but they just wanted you to be wrong about something because something about you that has they have never liked, and you know what that is? It was your goodness. It was something in you that loved what was right. And your whole family could be guilty of looking at you as though you were the ugly duckling. Now we got this on a wholesale scale. Because it is indigenous to the problem of accusing others of what they are guilty of is indigenous to certain kinds of people, earthy people, people who have somehow been deprived or have nothing in them except rage and anger and jealousy and envy for whatever reason. Obviously they've been hurt themselves and destroyed for the pleasure of another, and so therefore they've become a clone, the extension of that, whether there's someone egging them on to do it like a Michael Moore, or because they just are hungry for power and are envious of that you are beautiful inside, even though you don't know you're beautiful inside, but they feel inferior before you, and they have to make you inferior, degrade you to feel by comparison. These creatures are creatures of relativity. Relative to your wrong, they're right. You have to be made wrong. And these are sick people. We want to deal with the subject matter. We have to learn not to be intimidated, and I'm afraid to say that you have been intimidated all your life. In school, in your home, and you've been intimidated in so many thousands of different ways, and you haven't risen, most of you haven't risen to the occasion of such an event with propriety and the appropriate strength. And so you pass such experiences off as, you know, as, well, too bad, and going along and get along. And all you do is give people power that ought not have it. You actually give power. You understand, intimidators have no power of their own. Wicked people don't have any power. They have to derive it from others. They have to demoralize another human being in order to get a rush of importance, of being alive. But you have to die. I mean, mentally, emotionally, physically. I mean, you've got to be impoverished. That's a kind of death, isn't it? And to be impoverished, so you don't have any hope, you have any future. You can be confused and confounded. You can think your rights are wrong, and their wrongs, clearly, and people intimidate you, are wrong, but their wrong can only be right if they can make you wronger. So somebody has to always be wrong so they can be right, and somebody has to be cannon fodder, food for their sense of worth. Their sense of worth is always eaten away by a conscience. There's some many people, many of them have a conscience that pursues them and makes them feel like they're dying. They're dying from hunger, and the hunger that can only be satisfied by demoralizing you. Are you living with a person like that? Now, the problem is not only, you know, personal, in your own personal life, but collectively, it affects the fate of a nation. That's how dictatorship of every kind advances. You create a problem that does not need to exist. Now, remember that.
Listening to the best of Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you, but if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
You create a problem where there was none before. An outrage, but often in the guise that there is a problem. They may accuse you of stealing. You never stole anything. They invent it. And you react. After a while, you may even think, perhaps I did do it. That's why you have the Fifth Amendment, which requires you not to testify against yourself. See? Because you can get the third degree to such a degree with lights and someone yelling you and accusing you that you may start to search your mind to think, well, maybe I did it. Let me see. Maybe I was asleep. Maybe I was drunk. After a while, you begin to feel so guilty, you'll confess to something you didn't do. You get the third degree when you're a kid. A school teacher accuses you of something you didn't do. Everybody joins in with a chorus. Yeah, Johnny did it. I saw him do it. They didn't. They get pleasure like a bunch of jackals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have this en masse. I have seen it coming for a long time. I have warned you. I've never really got enough money to get a big enough soapbox. You prefer, you know, your music, your rap, whatever it is, your dope, your pornography. Many of you prefer to give your money to those things than a man like myself who can see way ahead and trying to warn you of the shape of things to come. I've warned you this country will be divided between the good of every race and color and creed. Have you heard me say that before for the last 44 years? We're going to be divided between the good of every race and color and creed and the evil of every race and color and creed. There'd be a division. Just recently I said it's like North Korea and South Korea. So therefore, we're glaring across borders. There's no borders yet. We're all mixed together. It's very scary. And you could be just about to lose what your founding fathers and all those who fought for freedom, you could be just about to lose it. So that's why you get in your wheelchairs, and if it means you're going to die, die. What's left? If you're an old person like me, you think you're going to keep me away? No way. Are you going to kill me? So kill me. That's my attitude. I've got much longer to live anyway. And you old people, don't you be intimidated by that. If it's the last thing you do before you leave this country, you stand up for what's right because you believe in your country. You believe in God. You believe in all your traditional values, which are very good even if you never lived them. We should have the laws of the heart on the books, even for many of us, to remind us of what we should naturally know and live, right? And so, could you pass that message on to others? Would you mind? I mean, don't you think voting is very important, that you shouldn't be intimidated out of it? And that you shouldn't stay away because of fear? What are your boys fighting for? They're giving their lives and they're young people. And you old people, you're going to tell me that you're going to sit in front of your television and just hope for the best Are you going to be that kind of coward? Yes, you are, because you can't help be one, because you've been one all your life. Or you've been a bully all your life. Usually one of the two. That's why you're so sick, suppressed, never expressed the real you. And my job is not political. My job is not a political thing. It never has been. My job is not to tell you who to vote for or anything like that. My job is to help you to be strong and overcome the subtle forces arrayed against you that you cannot see. Will somebody please engage me with this discussion and tell me if I'm making sense to you? Have the courage to call and discuss it with me. Say, yes, I've been a wimp. Yes, I have, you know, I've been intimidated all my life and try to get along, but it doesn't seem to work and my life is ruined, whatever. But then I'll engage you for just a few more tidbits of information. I'll have you over it. I'll have you standing tall. But the adversary, whoever they are, the bully at school, it doesn't matter what it is. It is a principle that I'm speaking about. Regardless of what happens, you're going to need this on knowledge to have a life. Because each one of us, giving up the power, our power to our adversaries who intimidate us, are giving power to dictatorship in your own personal life. If you look very carefully, did you not come from a atmosphere where the sickest family member ruled the roost? Who was the sickest family member of your house? That one ruled and made everybody's lives miserable, and those who didn't were outcasts, derided, degraded, bullied, ridiculed into submission. The whole family gets converted to the sickest member, and they're all very much alike. They all cater to the bully. Bully mother, bully father. Am I right or wrong? Have you seen that? Well, that works wholesale in nations. That's how the sickest member get to conquer a country, to rule a country. And the whole world has been conquered that way for thousands of years. The most brutal, the most intimidating, the meanest, the most dishonest, the cruelest. That person, once they get the power, they intimidated others, and they become subject, like the members of the family, you know, support the sickest member. And it's a dynasty. It's a clan. It's a movement, political, otherwise. It could be religious. It's not just confined to politics or members of the family. The principle applies to religion. The sickest member rules the Al-Qaeda. They clone themselves. They do not allow suffer a little child to grow up to be a real person, only to be a suicide bomber, and think they're doing the right thing, doing unto others, and converting others as they were converted, terrified into submission, and not knowing any other identity except the one that was given to them by their corrupter and violator. Now, is that you? Everybody has the same problem when they're intimidated. A little bit of the intimidator, pardon me, gets inside them and takes root. And some of their life force is yielded. That's the power of the intimidator. The intimidator gets a rush of power, a sense of superiority from his inferiority. Remember, the intimidator is also an innocent person who's been intimidated and been altered. And you can see the exponential result of politics on when millions of people are doing, you know, everybody doing to everybody else what was done to them. Doing unto others what was done unto them, rather than doing unto others as you would have them do unto them. You see how that could be exponential. Millions of people in America have been intimidated into being intimidators, into having the same nature as the intimidator. But some of us are conflicted. We suppress that intimidation and we don't really want to hurt. We put up with intimidation rather than intimidate. We quietly surrender to it, go along to get along, try to make peace. We're peacemakers. No, we're not. We're cowards. We are misinformed. We have actually become like what has intimidated us. In other words, instead of being godlike, We are intimidator-like. We've taken on the nature of that which has corrupted us through our anger towards them. Do you follow that so far? We've taken on the nature, a little bit of it, and that nature, see, that intimidation, just one bite of the apple in the Garden of Eden separated. It doesn't take much to separate you from good, by which you can overcome evil. See? Just a forbidden fruit. And a forbidden fruit in this case is hostility towards, you know, love your enemy, which means don't hate your enemy. Love, don't hate your enemy. You love those who are good, and you don't hate those who are bad. That's the different face of love. Isn't that clear? But you don't know how to do that when you're young. So you see this injustice directed towards you. You don't know how to deal with it. And you get upset and resentful, and that's the trick. You're tricked and damned from almost from the day you're born, because you do not understand these things, and you have to go through life suffering from it, scratching your wooden head and wonder why everything is going wrong with your life, because you are a clone of it, and you're a slave of it or a clone of it. You hurt others, or you allow yourself to be hurt others for the sake of peace, and think of yourself as a peacemaker. And all the time they're advancing, because the more they upset you, the more upset you become, the more power you give them to upset you more, and that becomes a battered woman syndrome or anything, a people pleaser, and persons easily intimidated to do other than what should be done. You can lose your country. Today you can lose your country, and you will be ruled by those kinds of people.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883. Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now. And now enjoy classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
What's on your mind?
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, here it is. Somebody accuses you of something and points the finger, accuses you of what they did to you. And you get upset, you like the problem. That's why the police are often criticized for standing up and restoring law and order. Well, sometimes policemen overreact, and that's it. But even when they don't overreact, now see, when they overreact, the intimidator's won. Whoever draws first blood is the winner. But when they don't overreact, when they do things in a proper and orderly way, that infuriates the crowd more. Now, the whole idea is to hold their feet to the fire, to keep, stay calm, continue doing what you must do, come hell or high water, whatever you do, stay calm, and they don't are derived or deprived of the pleasure of the rush of victory over you. That is degrading you. Deprived of the victory of degrading you. The pleasure of make, of transferring their wrong into you so your right looks wrong and their wrong looks right. They become frustrated, outraged. In that frustration, they go crazy because they're addicted to your failing. You must not fail. You must stay calm. The name of the game is intimidation. You have to learn that the reason why people are cruel and point fingers and then accuse you of what they did to you, it's the game. It's a game of power. It's religious or political. It works both ways. That's how political and religious conversion works. It is not unknown in psychiatry and psychology, in Pavlovian psychopolitics. Why don't you know it? Why isn't this taught in school? No, it is done to you in school. It has been done to your parents when they were small, and they're doing it to you. And they can't help themselves. They actually don't see themselves doing it. They just watch your reaction. So the kid goes to the psychiatrist. But the mother needs to go. The father needs to go. But who's going to pay the bills? The kids? No. The kids get treated. That's a great another injustice. It's the same with the prison systems. Most of those people are victims. Yeah, they've done things wrong. They've done to others what was done to them. Or they're victims of being accused of something the other person did, and they reacted wrong, so they looked like they're the one that did the raping. When they were set up for that by a woman who was raped, looking for an opportunity to hurt a man. And what kind of man is that? Someone relatively innocent, naive, and she's invited him to have sex when he should have known better, of course. So he fell into the trap. But he's not guilty of raping. And that, see? The woman is invited that just to scream bloody murder, and now he's in jail. And she's hurt someone just like she was hurt. She's hurt, but she hasn't hurt the man that did it to her. She didn't hurt, do it to her father. She didn't put him in jail. You can't turn on those who'd made you as you are, because you are dependent upon that background, that base of who you are. You can't turn on your corrupter once you start giving yourself to them, because you've got his identity. When something happens to them, it's like something happening to you. An example. So you have a battered woman who has the identity. She's enslaved to a violating boyfriend, right? So the boyfriend is beating him up in the street. The policeman comes along and valiantly wants to save the woman from the beast. But she's so identified that something's about to happen to her boyfriend. What happened to that boyfriend is what's happening to her. So she turns with her boyfriend on the policeman, and they both fight him off. That's what's happening in Iraq. They're so used to being, they're addicted to dictatorship, see? And I don't think, the powers that be understand all these things. I wish I was their advisor. We won that war a long time ago. And if you listen to me, you'll win this war. Now look, ladies and gentlemen, let's reason together. There's 100,000 people listen to this program every day. I know thousands log on, listen on the web. We're having a little trouble with live feed, but you can always get this program an hour or two later because we put it up there so you can hear it. But I've chosen a subject which is very dear to my heart, and maybe not dear to yours, because Well, for reasons you'll presently see. Intimidation. Winning through intimidation. And what kind of winning is winning? It wins by you losing. See, in my life, I can't be intimidated. And I won't intimidate. And intimidation is a resentful reaction to cruelty and injustice. And yes, I can be intimidated. You know, I can intimidate, excuse me, you by talking about something you don't want to see. Because you may be one of those victims that think that you love those who intimidate you. You may be you call yourself a peace lover because you tend to want to give in and to cruel people. And you're a friend of the enemy. And what you are, you try to make peace with your enemy, and all you do is continue to empower them to hurt you more. And that's how bullies win. That's how dictators like Saddam Hussein and Adolf Hitler and, you know, Stalin and people like that, Pol Pot, that's how they gain mastery over whole nations. Because you have a people who will do unto others what was done unto them. You turn around and take it out. Have you ever taken it out on somebody? Have you? Please. Have you ever taken it? Well, it means that you have taken into yourself the nature of the bully. And you are trying to get back life that you've lost, a sense of worth that you've lost to the other person. You made your bully, who lives a worthless, meaningless, rotten existence, whether he wants to or not, you've made that person feel a rush of power, a feeling of worth, because they've made you a little bit worthless. You've given them the feeling of worth, and you've humbled yourself before them and try to be at peace with them. You went along to go along, but the little bit of the nature in you, and you're frustrated. You secretly resentment, but you resent them, but you've given them the power in a way you don't understand. And all they have to go is boo, and they can do it to you again. And the more you get upset with it, the worse you're going to become, the more submissive, to the point where you just, the slightest motion towards you in an intimidating way will cause you to sue for peace. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in the socialist book, communist books, written many years ago on conquering America. Let me see now. It says here, there's a curve of degradation that leads downwards to a point where the endurance of an individual is almost at an end. That's through intimidation. All the things I've been saying. Where endurance of an individual is almost at an end, and a sudden action towards him will place him in a state of shock. Similarly, a soldier held prisoner can be abused, denied, defamed, degraded to, until the slightest motion on the part of the captors will cause him to flinch. Similarly, the slightest word on the part of the captors will cause him to obey or vary his loyalties and beliefs. Given sufficient degradation, a prisoner can be caused to murder his fellow countrymen in the same stockade. See? So, thus degrading the general belief in the status of man, it is very simple, with the cooperation of economic assailants being driven into the country, set up to be conquered, to drive citizens apart, one from another, to bring into question the wisdom of their own government, and to cause them to beg actively for a takeover. Educational programs of psychopoliticians, that's the name of the game, being a psychopolitician, one of those activists, must at every hand seek out levels of youth who will become the leaders of the country's future and educate them to believe in the animalistic nature of man. This must be made fashionable. They must be taught to frown on the ideas of individual endeavor. They must be taught, above all things, the salvation of man is to be found only through the perfect adjustment to his environment. That's just part of it.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
In the Judd Rudge report here, we have a tape designed to intimidate you. I think you all know about this tape that just came from an Al-Qaeda operative speaking in English. The streets will run with blood. And America will mourn in silence because they will be unable to count the number of dead, the man claims on the video. And he further claims on the video that America has brought this on itself for kind of how president they have, who's made war. I have to avoid saying names and places because there's strange laws we have. But I'm just reading from Drudge Report. It is him that has made war on Islam by destroying the Taliban and making war on Al-Qaeda. See, that's where you get the idea. Many of you are getting the idea that the war in Iraq is a wrong war in a wrong place, because already people have already been intimidated to believe that. So what intimidation does, remember, terror, cutting off heads, making it as gruesome as possible, upsets you and intimidates you. That's the injustice you've seen done to your family. You've seen your father beat your sisters and brothers, and you've been intimidated by the examples. You know, if you're not careful, you're going to get it. You've been intimidated. You couldn't say anything. You suppressed your emotions towards your parents. And so that civility is transferable to foreign powers through by the media of your television. And it's good that you know about it, but are you able to handle it, and are you able to understand that you will be intimidated to convert your loyalties to submit to the Al-Qaeda? That you actually tick sides with them. That's exactly what's happened in America today. People have been subject to bullies, subject to intimidation, and blame those who stand up, you know, those who stand up. When you fight somebody, these kind of bullies, there's certain kinds of people, bullies, when you stand up to them, they're not really bad people. And not really bad people, they're just doing to you what was done to them, and they don't really like what they're doing, they're glad someone stopped them. And then you find some friends in some unexpected places if you deal with them with graciousness. Like when you go to foreign countries, like, you know, to Afghanistan, you find good people, and you go to Iraq, you find good people. But most of them are not. Most of them are subject to the strongest power, see? And so many of them can be converted back because of the good example you set. But others, if you stand out to them and take them on, they become dangerous. If you don't stand up to them, they'll advance. If you do stand up to them, they get angrier at you to upset you. They will say, it's your fault that I'm doing this, because you won't submit. They get angry because they are frustrated, because they live on your dying to them. They feed on you. So when you stand up, when anyone stands up, they are robbed of the thing that gives them confidence. Suddenly, pain and fear, inferiority overcomes them. Here you are standing tall, and the only resource they have is to get angry and meaner. And of course, the Al-Qaeda has plenty of opportunity to get meaner and meaner and meaner, because they've got lots of scalps under their belt. And so they have been empowered. That's who they are. There's nothing. They have to kill. They have to destroy. They have to degrade. You may have a mother or father like that, a brother, in order to breathe a sense of victory, to imbreathe your dying, your life. You understand that? And so you have to understand that the enemy like that has to be dealt with very, very forcefully, and you dare not yield, not an inch. Because all they do is keep advancing until there's nothing left of you. Israelis know that.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters. For over 50 years, my dad, Roy Masters, has been helping people who could never be cured by conventional means. As a matter of fact, so many lives have been affected that without him, the world would be a different place. But what about you? Has your life been affected? Has your life changed for the better? Have your family relationships and your work environment changed for the better? My dad has a difficult time asking people for help, so I'm happy to do it for him. Please make a contribution to the Foundation of Human Understanding at FHU.com or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Soldiers coming back from the battlefield will appreciate your donation, because they will get the coping strategies provided by Roy Masters for free to keep them from committing suicide. And this radio program, every program you hear, is supported by you, the listener. Go to FHU.com and make a contribution, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you struggling with a sexual problem? You need to read Roy Masters' book, Understanding Sexuality. In Roy Masters' book, he says, "The great white father of psychiatry, Sigmund Freud, came very close to basic truth, but before he had quite reached it, he veered off into the outer reaches of scientific confusion. If only he had been able to view the facts that his searching mind uncovered by the light of spiritual discernment, he might have discovered the truth about man's nature. He might have discovered, for instance, that the sex drive in man is somehow linked with and blossoms from a traumatic experience with a parent long forgotten. Of course, but nonetheless, there at the core of his being, surrounded and hidden by the concentric growth rings of subsequent traumatic experience that have binded him to the original violation of his human identity." It's Understanding Sexuality by Roy Masters. Go to FHU.com, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227, or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
This is Advice Line, and you're listening to Classic Roy.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
There was almost nothing left of the Jewish people at all. Had the Americans not have rescued them, almost nothing left. And it wasn't only them. It would have been the rest of the world would have been devoured. They can't get enough of that wonderful stuff. They feed on it. They're predators. They're human predators. Really evil people. So that if you do nothing, they advance. If you yield, you give them power. If you stand up in a wrong way, that gives them power. Because then you become like them. A lot of our young people, soldiers came back from Vietnam with the enemy in them, and there were problems to their family. See? The enemy got inside and changed them. In some places, it made them stronger. In some places, more determined to stand up for freedom. In some people, but some other places, they become turncoats. They actually take on the cause of the enemy. And have you seen this? I know I don't have to tell you where. You can see certain people have actually turned against America and fight for the cause of under which third world nations suffer. See? But now you understand. Now, it's our fault. It's your government's fault. And you believe that. You see, intimidation, it frightens you, makes you want to make you give in, and then opens you to the suggestion, to the negative suggestion, that if we stand up for ourselves, only more trouble will come upon us and you couldn't handle it. And then when we do stand up, more trouble comes upon us. You see, there they were right all along, and your logic is twisted. Now, is there one single person, please? This program will be repeated on the internet so that you can say to your friends, listen to Roy Masters, you need to listen to this. It's only 45 minutes so far. You can bear to listen to this for 45 minutes. You can also read this in my book, Hypnosis of Life. And The Secret Power of Words. And there's one other book, and I can't think of its name. It's something about the unknown. It's also about hypnosis, but it is life itself is hypnotic. When you're intimidated, you're in a hypnotic state, a hypnagogic state, if you like. You don't know it. A hypnotized person doesn't know he's hypnotized. You see the movie The Manchurian Candidate, the old one, not the black and white one, not the new one's no good. And that depicts it perfectly, not conscious of the commands that he was carrying out. No, he was in a somnambulistic state. But we are not, most of us. But we do not realize the forces that are at work in us, accumulating throughout our lives, that cause us to believe one person or to do wrong or to do right and think a wrong is right and think right people are wrong and actually do harm to your own children, your own family, your own country. See, you swear that you have that sympathy, wrong place, wrong war, somewhere you got the idea. Somewhere your common sense didn't function, you see. And I hope you can hear me now. All right. Of course, you do understand that I deal with human problems and emotions differently from psychiatrists and psychologists and other preachers. I get to the root of things, and I spent 45 minutes talking about intimidation as being the root of problems in your personal life and the whole world. If you could just learn to be noble and find an inner strength, a oneness with your Creator, it will give you immunity to pressures and temptations. And all your problems, personal problems, go away. Collectively, we become a noble nation which cannot be conquered. But trouble is, you're being poisoned. And you have a hard time not being poisoned because of intimidation. In Shakespeare's classic tale, Iago, his friend, was jealous of Othello's wife, but he poisoned Othello to believe that his wife was having an affair with somebody who was not faithful. And therefore, Othello was so angry, he killed his faithful wife. If mother induces in her children to hate her father, the chances are they will bond with her not in a very healthy way. A mother's favorite may project the same tyranny in her own family. She may become just like mom. Wherever ambition for power trumps the love for what is right, fathers get set up to be objects of contempt. And that's what's been happening in America, by the way. Conversely, it's true that fathers could do the same thing by spoiling the children and usurping the mother's credibility. Exactly the same thing happens politically when candidates poison the perception of one another, with both pointing their bony fingers of contention, as parents do. We all inherit the living nightmare of taking sides in a divided house. In wartime, partisan bickering only serves our adversary. If Al-Qaeda blows up a city and succeeds in terrifying many into blaming a candidate or the government or whatever, as sure as hell they will and can, all too many will bond with the terrorists and cause a terrible American tragedy. So be wise. Let us reason together. Drop all hostility, resentments towards dad, mom, brothers and sisters. Yes, because you become like them. Yes, you become submissive to them. And yes, both candidates, drop resentment. Otherwise, if you have resentment towards one or the other, you cannot see clearly.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military?
You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Classic Roy Masters on Advice Line.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You may take the right side, you may take the wrong side. If you take the right side, it'll be for the wrong reasons. But then will the emotional lift, when you drop that anger, and you just don't listen to agitators, the emotional lift, they want to agitate you into seeing things their way. Don't you see? And your own common sense, self-evident common sense, will be suspended. The emotional mist will lift from your eyes and you'll see the right thing to do in everything, no matter what. If we all do that, elections will be clean, beyond dispute, uniting instead of dividing. But there are dividers who will blame others for what they do. In this fashion, the sickest family member and those political dissemblers will never be able to divide our families and conquer America from within. We will live happily ever after. Ladies and gentlemen, please learn my solution to this problem is as many as you can come to my website, listen to this lecture, this talk, then get the CD, download the CD for free, Be Still and Know, 27 minutes will open your eyes up and you will see things like you have never seen them before, including your own fault, including the fact that you've been intimidated and you're full of anger and boiling hostility, sometimes towards the innocent person. And then you'll see the really guilty person pointing the finger for something they did to the innocent person who takes the blame. And suddenly, you'll see how to convert to good and not make fatal mistakes of marriage and that sort of thing. It works with everything. People who want to control you make you emotional, and they do it by intimidation. And they control you through that. They make you rebel mindlessly. They make you conform mindlessly. And so we'll be at each other's throats if we're not careful. Please listen to what I have to say. I beg of you. Your life depends on it. Your country depends on it. The whole future of the world depends upon this moment. It's how you see things, as opposed to how you're made to perceive things. Perception is not reality. But when it is reality, you're dead meat. It's somebody else's reality, transplanting itself as your own. And you'll die for a cause. You'll die for those that have no good in their heart towards you. For the sake of their power, the world will come tumbling down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a defining moment in history. All I ask you to do is to see clearly, calm down, learn to deal with the intimidator. If there's any time in your life you've got to learn to do it, you've got to do it now.
I just want to tell you how difficult it is, just all I want to do in principle, when you're dealing with people who have what I call reverse faith. They are doubters. It's easy to doubt and to be depressed and believe in the worst, you see. We're born with a sensitivity. The Bible calls it being born in sin, meaning subject. You're conditioned to your environment from the day you were born. And your environment will have you. And your environment, your particular culture, will grow into you.
and become you. If you're born in Borneo, you become a cannibal. It's very difficult to rise above being a cannibal and mama cannibal being proud of you and to elect a cannibal king. And you can transfer that idea to dictatorship. As you're born under dictatorship where faith, the potential of faith, is extinguished. It is no longer tolerated. See, but it's so much easier to be captured by that and to represent that in others. So sort of doubt is the faith of the faithless. Sort of believing that right is wrong. See, right is a threat to those who are formed or deformed by default, that is, deformed by their environment. The good book says, be not conformed to the world, but be renewed by the renewing of your mind, be transformed by the renewing of your mind from within, something like that. And we have the potential of having faith, but to grasp hold of faith and to stand up to people who are sort of indigenous to the earth, like weeds, they're tough. They don't have to make the leap of anything. They simply grow. What grows in them is what grew into them when they were born, and they are champions of that. I just want you to understand. It's so easy to be pessimistic and to degrade, and it comes much more natural. The bully at school doesn't need a special dispensation of faith. He is naturally a bully, and we're naturally victims. And to rise above that is not easy. Not easy for anyone, but it's a mark of character. Because there was so much is pitted against that possibility, you see. So do you want to talk about faith today? I'd be happy to do so. I've got some information in front of me about, health in America, depression and antidepressants and compulsive disorders and epilepsy and Parkinson's and heart problems. And it's the same old information like I've been seeing for years. Doctors, psychiatrists, researchers are increasingly aware that depression and anger it figures into all of these symptoms, but they're not understanding the links of why they call them the pathways, why the anger produces different pathways to different symptoms. They keep insisting that you need to be diagnosed if you have anger, but there's treatment for it. And I'll be reading you just a little bit, their comments, but I'm sure that the information that I receive here and I read to you isn't complete, but I think it's sufficiently indicative of the fact that medicine is abysmally ignorant. Psychiatry is abysmally ignorant of the simple pathways of cause and effect, simply from a spiritual point of view.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax-deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.